Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, freaks. So glad you're back. First timers, welcome. Great review. Our podcast, we get to yap about things we don't normally talk about on the air. We're going to be talking about couples' first road trip together and the Snyder Cut and Weezy's TikTok issue and a whole bunch more. If you want to hit us up on Facebook, it's a Matt and Ramona Facebook page, or Carrie Doc Bowser, or Brent Bandy Harlan, or Matt Harris, or Ramona Holloway. And please share the podcast. That would mean a lot to us. Some of you may have heard that I am doing an epic adventure race, which is...
Epic adventure.
It's going to be epic for somebody.
It's called that anyway.
It's epic.
It is epic. I don't know if it's epic or not. It's 100 miles.
Whoa.
You mountain bike for like 50, and then you hike for, I don't know, 30, and then canoe for 20.
You better figure this out, by the way. Where's Matt? Well, he's still on his mountain bike going
right.
At mile 102.
Yes, really.
This sounds like something for experienced mountain bikers and
canoers.
It's supposed to be.
Okay.
And how they let you in.
To backtrack a little, it was, July or something during quarantine, we were watching the Epic Adventure Race on Amazon Prime. It was a show with Bear Grylls was the host, and but they would do it for like 10 days or something in Fiji, I think, or somewhere. Mm-hmm. My wife was like, all right, we should do one of these. That'd be great. And I just like, yeah.
You're just like Bear Grylls. You can do that, Matt.
When your hype woman has a little bit too much confidence in you.
Yes. And I'm like, she's like, if you don't do it, then, I'll do it with someone. I'm like, all right, I want to do it with that guy. So we're doing it with another couple. It's a 4-person team, but we didn't even sign up. We signed up in September, October, something like that. We didn't even have mountain bikes until November because they were backwood and everything. So I've never been in a canoe in my life until a few weeks ago. I canoed for like 3 miles and I've got to go for 20. So it should be interesting.
How have you been doing on your mountain bike?
Well, this past weekend,
mountain biked before?
Before this weekend?
Yeah, you signed up for this race.
Like maybe twice in my neighborhood. But not for
in
very
your
long.
Neighborhood in Baxter Village.
There's
not
some great biking. Trails back here.
Maybe you were on a mountain bike.
Great trails back
but
here.
But nothing
people.
In Fort Mill, South Carolina, qualifies as mountain terrain. Okay.
Oh yeah, you go all the way to the river.
Sir.
It's good terrain. I'm telling you, people.
Okay. Have you ever crashed on this bike?
Yes.
This new bike of yours.
Yes,
of course.
Out
of
you crashed in Fort Mill.
Yes, I was on a bridge and the bridge was like, I don't know, 15 feet high or something. And I felt like my bike was going to go over it. So I decided to throw my bike over and jump onto the bridge. And so that's what I did.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, I didn't want to try to gain control because if I didn't, I didn't want to go over the bridge. So I let the bike go its way and I did like a stop, drop and roll onto the bridge. Which was great.
You mean more like a fall, tumble, and trip?
Yes. They're saying I'm very agile because I keep falling, but not getting hurt so far. But I often jump off my bike.
We took bets that you would get hurt. And a lot of our listeners are betting as well. One woman has her money on you losing a tooth. There are a couple of people who are going with, a shoulder dislocation during the canoe portion. And then you have yet another person who believes that the running will bring back your dreaded skin issues on your feet.
Oh my God. What are these people doing? I didn't see all these things, but I heard somebody wrote, I'd like to think positive, but I remember you in the Vespa in Italy. For those who don't remember, I rented a Vespa. I'd never ridden on a Vespa before. So I sat down on it and I didn't know what I was doing, apparently. And I took off and went through bushes and parking dirt.
And don't
and
forget
gravel and
when
crashed.
You broke your ribs on your last race. And Bandy and I don't know if maybe this is just your bad memory haunting you. Like you forget that every time you participate in something, you get hurt.
Well, not this
and either
one.
Amy has a bad memory as well, or she just doesn't care and she's got a huge life insurance policy.
I know. I don't know what the deal is. So we went out this weekend up to Shenandoah, George Washington National Park and stuff like that, where we think it's going to be. It's kind of guess where it's going to be. Mm-hmm. They're not renting canoes because it's too early in the season. So we couldn't do a canoe. But
so have you been in a canoe yet?
A few weeks ago, I was wanting one in Florida for about 3 miles. I canoed over to a bar and had some drinks.
And then, sounds like you're ready to canoe 50 miles or whatever it is.
17, I think. And you can't use GPS or any of that kind of stuff. You have to use pure orienteering skills.
We'll have search and rescue on standby for you.
Dude, haven't you gotten lost jogging in your own neighborhood?
Yes. Yes.
But okay.
There's four people on the team. I'm only one of them, and that will not be my strength.
Aren't those people
them.
A lot faster than you?
Yes. Two of them have run the Boston Marathon, qualified, and one just ran a 50-mile race. My wife did a 50-kilometer race, and the other guy's just a natural born speed.
And the last race you did was how long and when?
I did a half marathon. Well, I did Blue Ridge Relay, which was like 3 days, 20 miles or something up a hill. That was a few years ago. A half marathon, maybe 6 years ago or something. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I got this.
And there was an issue, I understand, from when you were practicing your mountain biking this past weekend.
Well, put it this way. I said to Amy before we get on the air, I'm like, I can't remember. Did anything weird? Did I do anything dumb? Or was something messed up this weekend that I should tell a story about? And you can see how long her text is. Goes on,
I'm
and
surprised.
On and on and on.
Frankly, she fitted in a text.
Well, you know, she probably got tired. Because the last relay race, am I wrong? Matt ran the wrong direction.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Yes, I did.
There
You're
is
right.
that.
That is true.
Which makes the no GPS all the more worrisome.
That is true. Bye. That is true. I forgot
this
about that.
Can't go
damn it.
Well. It can't possibly go well.
Well, you fell behind on mountain biking, right?
Yeah, this weekend I fell behind. I was calling myself a failure and a loser, and I said, "You guys can kick me off the team if you want."
Yeah, that's on brand.
Turns out I was not using my second big gear. I used my first gear, which has 8, and then there's a second gear that has 8. And so I'm doing like 3.5-4 hours, and I had a whole nother giant gear thing I could use. I don't even know what it's called, but I got it. I didn't even get so.
God help the man that doesn't know a mountain bike has more than one gear.
The first day we went out was 7 minutes into it, and I said, "This is too damn cold. I'm not doing a cold mountain bike.
These pedals are so difficult. I'm sorry, I'm 2 miles behind.
My biologies are not going to be able to make it."
So there's more where that came from. I'm sure I'll give you many stories down the road about that, but that was. It's hard to believe. It's only like a month away.
It is hard to believe that.
Sounds like a good strong team.
And I can't.
Well, at least 3 members of the team are strong.
I'm kind of night blind, and all the mountain biking, all 50 miles is at night.
Wait, you're night blind?
Oh no!
You're night blind. No GPS. You don't know your mountain bike has more than one gear. You haven't been in a canoe without going 3 miles for beers. Sounds all good.
He runs in the wrong direction and hurts his feet a lot.
And he falls off his bike.
Yeah. You guys are making me worry a little, but I'm over it.
If your wife isn't worried, why would we worry?
Yeah, you know, we're not there to keep tabs on you.
I can't believe my wife is allowing me. I just, it's crazy.
I can't either.
I'm beginning to wonder.
There was also, you talk about me getting injured. Is this you TikTok injury or was it you? Wheezy did something on TikTok. What did she do on TikTok? She didn't get injured.
Oh my gosh. Wheezy didn't get injured on TikTok. Wheezy has a video. Actually, she has a couple of videos that have more than 1 million views on TikTok.
Wow.
And her latest one, I also posted on Facebook because some of the things I post on TikTok, I don't post on Facebook. And I have to say, and Bandy agrees, TikTok is a much kinder place than Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, what I found on TikTok is when you have people on TikTok who are criticizing a video, you have like 20 other people going in on them. Like, we don't do that over here. And you be nice. And if you don't have anything nice to say, there are kindness trolls on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So, it's because it's a younger crowd that grew up with anti-bullying. Facebook's older people who like to bully.
I don't say like to bully. Well, one of the videos I posted was, and it's on the Matt Ramona page. It's my mom in something that looks like a cat suit. You know, I used to cringe when my mom did the World of Wheezy on our show and she was growling and prowling and called herself America's favorite cougar. But now that she has dementia, I just go with her whole sexuality thing. And she put on this tight outfit and she's looking at herself in the mirror, admiring her 80-year-old triple D down to her waist curves, and she and I'm just going with it, like, girl, yes, she do you like what you're wearing? Yes, I do, you know. And so I posted the video.
What's her TikTok, by the way?
And I'm just on TikTok as Ramona Holloway.
Okay.
And all of my videos are pretty much, not pretty much, are Wheezy videos. Well, I posted that video on TikTok, nothing but love. I posted on Facebook and I get a message from a woman who says, personally, I wouldn't film my mom and post it in this situation. There have been so many times that I have giggled at her choices, but I know it's not really her. It's the dementia. Maybe think about posting this stuff and think if this would embarrass your mom. I have a feeling it would, especially on TikTok. Well, I'm like, first of all, you don't know my mom, obviously.
Right, right.
Because the only thing that has changed from the Wheezy who was on my social media 10 years ago and now is the fact that instead of going, please, mom, don't, I go with it. Right. She loves watching her own videos.
She used to growl all the time on her show.
She gets a kick out of hearing the comments about her videos. So just because it wouldn't work for you and your mom, and and if you get super sexy in your senior years, you don't want anyone to know about it. That's not how we're doing things over here. We have fun. We try to educate about dementia and we don't say negative things on other people's videos.
She was self-proclaimed
America's favorite cougar. If you don't know what a cougar is, look it up.
Self-proclaimed.
Oh yeah. She was always talking sexy and having fun with it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No so, different. This is not off brand.
No, the only thing that's off brand is me going there with her.
You're not as embarrassed anymore. And
no, I enjoy her feeling so positive about herself.
That's right.
And maybe the body positivity will rub off someday.
You only got a few years till you're 80.
It's inspired me. I'm not put on a cat suit and dance around with no bra. And
that's
wait
it.
A minute, cat suits but you already everybody. Have. You oh, already yeah, have.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. What is it about the Snyder Cut that you would like to discuss?
Oh, well, we talked, I guess last week we were talking about what to binge. And the new Zack Snyder Justice League director's cut came out on HBO. People have been clamoring
raved about it.
Yep. I wouldn't say raved. I said it was good.
Oh my gosh, Brent Bandy Boo O'Brien, you raved.
You said it was good. I said it was good.
I said it was in my top five of DC movies.
DC, not Marvel.
Right, right. Exactly. I said you can't even compare it to Marvel because Marvel's far superior. So we're talking about top five DC movies. And Ramona,
did you or did you not say 4 hours very well spent?
Yeah, I
4 hours.
It was, yeah, it's 4 hours. Yeah,
four what? Hours. You have to hunker down for this thing. So I made it into an event. Like we are getting this house already. We're doing dinner here. Then we're gonna get popcorn here, water. We were all set up for 4 hours. 4 hours of my life that I cannot get back because Bandy oversold it. He totally oversold it. There were parts of it that looked
like
I was watching a video game. It looked like I was looking over someone's shoulder watching them play a video game because the graphics weren't all that.
Is that supposed to be like that, Bandy?
Yeah, a lot of the footage wasn't completely rendered or finished. The CGI wasn't all finished.
Did he mention that when he was raving about it? No.
The original
Did he
movie...
mention the fact that there were these long monologues where I felt like I was watching a book on tape, where like Wonder Woman's talking for 5 minutes to give the origin story. It was a lazy way to introduce some of these origin stories with these long monologues that were only saved by an interesting score.
I will say my brother texted me, I can't do it. I just can't watch these superhero movies. Trying that new one on HBO, cannot do it.
Well, okay. It was far superior to the Joss Whedon cut that he's the guy that steps in with Zack Snyder.
This is a fanboy movie, basically.
Right. It is. It was brought about by fanboys.
And you cannot trust fanboys raving about a superhero movie.
But
What I should have known was the clue, Matt, is when Bandy was raving about it and I asked if his wife, Mary, watched with him and he admitted that Mary had fallen asleep.
Well, oh, yeah. That
to be fair,
sign.
She falls asleep during most shows.
Don't try to make it Mary like Mary. She's just a drowsy woman.
She is often
She's
drowsy.
Just a drowsy.
I'm not watching it.
There were parts of it that were so incredibly slow and snoozeworthy. You get it. Mary was on.
You do have to be a superhero movie fan to enjoy it. Originally they were going to do that, and for some reason HBO decided, because it's divided up into I think 6 or 7 parts plus an epilogue.
Yeah.
So yeah, originally they were going to do that, but then they decided, well, we're just going to release it all at once. So if you're not a fan of comic book movies, and if you hated the original one, I hated the original one. I thought it was better than the original. But
it was
still
better than the original. I will give you that.
It's still not in the top 10 Marvel.
No, it doesn't compete with Marvel at all. No, not at all.
Fair enough.
You have to forget practically every Marvel movie you've ever seen. Forget that Wonder Woman Part 1 or Black Panther existed. Right. Forget about those, because if you have any decent Spider-Man movie in mind, any decent superhero movie is going to ruin this for you.
Now, what does this have to do with Mrs. Doubtfire?
Well, because supposedly there is a special cut of Mrs. Doubtfire. There was a rumor going around that because of Robin Williams doing his improv stuff on set, that there was a PG cut, PG-13, an R cut, and an NC-17 version of Mrs. Doubtfire. And people were demanding to see it. Who wants to see Mrs. Doubtfire doing some NC-17 stuff?
I would love
it. What kind of sicko wants to see Mrs. Doubtfire?
It's just cursing, I assume, right?
I assumed it was like Pierce Brosnan and Sally Field, you know, doing a love scene or something.
I assume
it's Robin Williams. It's Robin Williams. Now, the director has come forward and said, no, there is no NC-17.
Oh.
But there is an R version.
Great.
Yeah, I'll keep moving.
I'm guessing that we'll see it soon.
Just but drop a couple of F-bombs in your R.
NC-17, there's got to be nudity.
That's true, I would think, yes.
I mean, R is really just gross stuff. You say the F-word more than once. You can do a PG-13 and say the F-word once.
Right, got one shot.
There had to have been some nudity. And we did see Mrs. Doubtfire or Robin Williams in his fat suit without clothes on. So
maybe
Pierce Brosnan and
maybe Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah, maybe Harvey Fierstein and another dude, rolling in the hay.
I am all in. I
would watch it.
I would
totally
take an NC version of anything. to be honest with you.
Okay, now I'm not with you on that.
Pinocchio, it doesn't matter. You also talked while I was gone about your first road trip with a lover. Is it a lover? Am I using that term correctly?
A love interest.
Love interest.
And here's the thing. It's a deal maker or breaker. That first trip you take, because as Bandy was saying, you're crossing boundaries. Like maybe you've hooked up at each other's place, but you haven't been away from your home base. You haven't seen them like this. People have different rules when it comes to traveling. Like I don't like to eat when I get to my destination. I don't like to eat at any restaurant that I can find in my hometown.
Right.
Like I would.
You're not going to Italy and eat at the Olive Garden.
Exactly. But other people like to find places that are familiar to eat. So what you have to do, the first thing in order for this trip to not kill your relationship, first, you need to pick a place you're both interested in.
That wouldn't be my first tip. My first tip is do number two in the lobby.
That is a good one. Right. That is very vital one.
Do number two in the lobby. If it's your first road trip together and you're staying in a hotel, do not go number two in the hotel bathroom.
She can, but the guy should.
She's allowed, but if you're the dude, you say,
that doesn't go away.
Yeah, you say, I'm going to go get some ice, honey, and I'll be back. So you take the ice bucket and you leave it outside the door, and then you go down to the lobby and you find the public restroom. You do your business. You go get the ice bucket, fill it up, come back, and boom.
And don't fall into this.
She doesn't know that you're the kind of man who smells like he's rotting on the inside.
That's right. She doesn't know. I take a lot of
don't fall into the trap of thinking that you leave and you can go back up to your room and do it, because there's a good chance it's not going to go away, and she might even come back sooner than expected. So it's going to try to pull one of those off.
Oh yeah. If you're at the pool and you're like, oh, I got to go drop some kids off at the pool.
The other pool.
Then you go up there and then she happens to come up to get a snack and she catches you or the aftermath.
Cause you know, you're not closing the door.
Yeah. So
you guys must have some horrible stuff. I mean, just horrible stuff.
It's not necessarily horrible, but even if it's just average run of the mill, she doesn't need it.
In a hotel room.
Who does need it? You want to wait until you've got her good and reeled in before you drop that on her?
Well,
too late.
Well, in a house, it kind of disappears. In a hotel room,
now I'm
going
to do a lot.
Plus, you know, I had to explain to her how difficult it is to go number two in public for me. So she should be impressed that I went out of my way. A very romantic gesture.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I personally wouldn't mind, but I understand where you're coming from. I try to get that out of the way early.
But that's just my own personal tip. So there's some actual professional tips.
Well, travel tips by Bandy. Yeah.
I do that tip if I'm ever sharing a room with, like, you know, you're on a road trip and you have to share a room with a couple or some other.
Oh, definitely.
Like that. Yeah. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Then.
No, you can't be the guy that
just
ruined the bathroom. No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway. So that's like. Is there any other tips you'd
like? We should write a travel book.
We should. A travel log.
How to poop.
Travel log.
Yeah.
get it. All right, everybody. Feel free to chime in and contact us through the Matt Romano Facebook page. Please share this and rate it. We need it. Please do. And we will chat again soon. Be good.